We continue our learning. Nishmas David ben Menachem, Nishem Nicham Yaakov ben Nichos Eliyah. We're in Nedarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav. We already mentioned that the father can be mekayim the neder of his daughter, or a husband the neder of his wife on Biyom Shamo, the day he hears it. What language would he use? He could say the language of Kayam Lach. This is established as a proper neder, as a valid neder. Yafen Adart. He could say the Lo Gemara and Daf Ayin Zayin Amibayz Masechas Nedarim has a discussion about different languages that can be used. Our Mishnah is going to deal with Hafaras HaNeder regarding Miksas HaNeder, where he is Hafaras or Kiyum HaNeder regarding Miksas HaNeder. We already learned, and I quote from earlier, Shebar Rabbi Akiva Velimeid Shehaneder Shehutar Miksas Shehutar Kulo. Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion that when it comes to not Hafaras Nedarim, but Hataras Nedarim through a Chacham or through a Beis Din, so Neder where part of it was became permitted, where the Beis Din had already did Hataras Nedarim for part of the Neder, it's considered that the entire thing has Hatara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva holds the same thing regarding Hafaras Nedarim and Kiyum HaNeder of the father or the husband, that a Neder Shehufar Miktsaso Hufar Kulo, or Neder Shehukam Miktsaso Hukam Kulo. But our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, who argues Rabbi Akiva and holds that a Neder Shehufar Miktsaso Lo Hufar Kulo, if you did Hafaras Nedarim for part of the Neder, the whole Neder is not annulled. And however, when it comes to Kiyum HaNeder, establishing the Neder, and then Rabbi Yishmael admits that a Neder Shehukam Miktsaso Hukam Kulo, as will be reflected in the Mishnah. Mishnah says like this, Amra, a woman says, Konam Te'enim Va'anavim Elu She'eni To'emes. A woman or a girl, talking about either, we'll discuss Hafara or Kiyum HaNeder through the father or the husband. So this girl says, Konam, she takes upon herself Te'enim and Anavim, figs and grapes that I'm not going to taste. She prohibits them through a Neder. And so the father or the husband wore Mekayim the Neder, but only Mekayim the Neder partially. Kiyem la te'enim, says the Mishnah, kulo kayam. So if the father or the husband were mekayim the neder just on the figs, where he said, let's say, yafen adart, min ha te'enim, very nice, regarding the figs, it's true, it's usher to you to get benefit from them. Then the whole neder is kayam, he can no longer annul the neder, and the neder therefore is considered mekuyam regarding the grapes as well, because being mekayim part of the neder is considered being mekayim the whole neder. This is even Rabbi Yishmael's opinion. And this is based on the pasuk Isha Yikimenu. The word Yikimenu, we assume, is a contraction of Yakim Mimenu. What is Yakim Mimenu? If he establishes even part of it, it's Kayom Kulo. What about, though, Hefer La Te'enim? She took this neder, remember, she's prohibiting Te'enim and Anavim, figs and grapes. And now we're not dealing with Mimekayim the neder, but rather B'yom Shamo, he is being made for the neder. So what all he does is he annuls the neder regarding the figs, but not regarding the grapes. So Hefer La Te'enim, Eino Mufar Ache Yafer Afla Anavim. So what it means is the neder is not going to be Mufar annulled at all. She still can't even eat figs, even though he annulled the figs. Why? Because part of the neder was grapes. And until he annuls the entire neder, Hafaras Miktas HaNeder is not effective. This, once again, is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion against the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. What's this based on? The pasuk says, Yiferenu. And Yiferenu, we're learning, that means Yafer Oso. Yafer Oso means he has to annul Kulo the entire thing. And some say that what Eino Mufar doesn't mean that the entire neder is not annulled, but rather Eino Mufar Ache Yafer Afla Anavim, which means it is Mufar b'miktsaso partially regarding the figs, but not, and therefore she can eat figs, but she cannot eat grapes. So different ways the Rishonim understand what it means, that a neder that's Mufar Miktasso is not Mufar Kulo. Does that mean that it's not Mufar, it's not annulled at all? Even Lagabi, the thing that the husband annulled, or maybe it is annulled regarding that aspect, but we don't say Mufar Miktasso Mufar Kulo, that the entire thing is annulled. Of course, Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that the same way a neder Shehutar Miktasso So Hutakul regarding Hataras Nedarim, the same thing would be true regarding Hafaras Nedarim. Then the Mishnah says, Amra, or one other point, the Gemara brings a brisa, that the Chachamim have a third opinion. They argue both on Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, and they hold regarding Hafara and Hakama. Only that which you may fear is mufar, and only what may mekayim is mekayim. So the Chachamim would say to Rabbi Yishmael, I disagree that if you mekayim part of the neder, the entire neder is mekuyam. No, only that which you mekayim. And regarding annulling the neder, the same thing. Whatever you may fear, and whatever you're not may fear, it's not mufar. And that and whether Rabbi Yishmael held of that regarding hafaras nedarim, we said is a machlokas rishonim. Amra, then the Mishnah concludes, Amra konam te'enim she'eni to'emes va'anavim she'eni to'emes. She didn't say te'enim and anavim, I'm not tasting, like in the Reisha, but rather te'enim she'eni to'emes and anavim she'eni to'emes. Hare elu shnei nedarim. These are considered two nedarim, and everyone agrees that he can be mayfair whichever one he wants, and mekayim whichever one he wants. They're considered two separate nedarim, as the Tosefta says, in nedarim perek zayin halacha zayin. Now, there is a debate amongst the Rishonim whether there should be the word konam in each of these statements. Some Rishonim say that it should be although the Mishnah doesn't have the word konam, it should. There is a text that has konam te'enim she'eni to'emes and konam anavim she'eni to'emes. And it's the fact that she says konam, this should be also like a carbon twice, that it's two step in the darm. And other Rishonim say, no, read the Mishnah the way it is. It's the eni to'emes that is repeated that separates this neder into two. You don't need to say the word konam twice. Konam te'eni she'enim to'emes, that's one. And anavim she'eni to'emes, that's two. The fact that eni to'emes is repeated shows that it is a separate neder. Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Yodei ani she'esh nedarim. Aval eini yodea sheyesh mefeirin. Says the Mishnah, you have a case where a woman takes a neder, a man's wife takes a neder, or his daughter takes a neder, and he heard the neder, and he was silent biyom shamo on that day. And after, so that normally would mean, oh, he's silent biyom shamo, that during that time period, till it gets dark, or according to other tanoim, until for a full 24 hours, so then biyom shamo, so then the neder is automatically mekuyam. The problem here is that he came afterwards and says, after biyom shamo was over, oh, I know yodei ani she'esh nedarim. As the Mishnah says, I know there's a concept of a neder. A woman, my wife, my daughter can take a neder, and the neder is going to be effective. But I didn't know that the husband or the father has the right, has that authority to annul those nedarim. And I only found out today, finds that out, a day later, 2 days later, a week later. Yafer. So the halacha is, says the Mishnah, on that day that he realizes that he's told he has the ability to do hafaras nedarim, then he can be made for the neder. That is considered yom shamo. The day he understands, realizes that he's able to annul the neder. But let's say yodea ani sheyesh mefeirin aval eini yodesh zeh neder. What if he says, the husband says, or the father says, you know that I have the ability to annul my wife's nedarim. I know I have the ability to annul my daughter's nedarim. But I didn't know until today that which my wife said or my daughter said was really a real neder and needed hafara. I didn't realize that had the status of a neder. I don't really know what it means, what has the status of a neder, what does not. So therefore, I didn't say anything. Rabbi Meir Omer lo yafer. And he says you cannot annul that neder. Why? Because since biyom shamo, he knew about it. He heard the neder, and he knew we could annul the neder, so he should have been annulling the neder either way, just in case. So, and even though he didn't know if the neder needed hafara, he should have annulled the neder anyway. The fact that he was silent, biyom shamo, the neder is kayam, and he can no longer annul it. V'achachamim omrim, yafer. No, he has the ability to be made for that neder the day that he realizes that it has the status of a neder, because that's considered his yom shamo. According to the Chachamim, not only as everyone agrees in the Reisha, if he realizes he has the ability, has the authority to annul the Nedarim, is that considered to be Yom Shamo? The same thing, even if he knew he could annul the Nedarim, but he didn't realize that this had the status of a Neder, according to the Chachamim against Rabbi Meir, that's also Yom Shamo, even though that's beyond the classical Yom Shamo until it gets dark.